Hi, this is Mike Verdiccio. Welcome to another podcast here on confidenceandjoy.com. Thanks for taking the time to listen. It's Monday morning, August the 23rd, 2010. Well, lots of talk about football these days, isn't there? Plenty of people are excited that it's finally football season. And you know, I was thinking this morning about how, for some people, it's always guilt season. But you know something? You don't have to live with guilt and condemnation for your past, no matter how ugly it is. And the only way up and out of it is to, first of all, accept God's forgiveness, accept that He has forgiven you, and secondly, forgive yourself. Now, I know many times a person doesn't believe that God really forgives them. I mean, how could He ever forgive me after all that I've done? Well, look at it this way. Suppose that you have done a lot of bad things, okay? I mean, let's say a lot of them. The Bible still says that Jesus Christ is the full payment for our sins, and not for our sins only, but also for the sins of the whole world. So, you haven't committed more sins than everyone who has ever lived or will live in the whole world, have you? I didn't think so. Then your sins have been paid for, just like everybody else's. God's forgiveness is not dependent upon how badly you feel about what you've done or how much you promise to never do it again. His forgiveness, His pardon, His cleansing is because the payment has been made in your behalf. So why not just accept it? You know, really, if you get honest about it, to not accept it is really saying that what Jesus Christ accomplished for the whole world is really not enough for you and your sins. Ooh, sounds a little egotistical, doesn't it? And yes, I know, it's humbling to think that God can forgive and wipe away all our sins, but you know what? That's what happened as a result of Christ's completed work. And secondly, you need to forgive yourself. Stop beating yourself up and condemning yourself and thinking all those terrible things about yourself. You sinned. You missed the mark. You fell short. There's only been one perfect person who's ever lived, and he left 2,000 years ago. You see, the only way to move forward is to get your mind out of the past. People who have thoughts of guilt and condemnation and depression are really living in the past. They're thinking of unpleasant things that have already happened, and those thoughts bring the guilt and all the rest. But what can you do about the past? Can you change any of it? No, there's nothing you can do about the past. It's over with. You just cannot live in the past. And on the other hand, there are other people who have thoughts of fear, doubt, worry, and greed. You see, they're living in the future. And the future hasn't happened yet. You see, you cannot live in the future either. Yes, I know we Christians have a great hope for the return of Christ, and that is future. And it's something that we look forward to every day with great anticipation. I know. But until Christ comes back, we need to live in the present. We need to live in the here and now. Live today to the fullest. And remember, God has forgiven you. So forgive yourself and refuse to live with guilt and condemnation. You can't live in the past or in the future. So keep your mind focused on what's going on right now. Stay in charge of your mind rather than letting your mind run you. Well, that's it for this podcast. Have you got a comment? If you do, go ahead and type it in down below. Don't be shy. And remember, if you're a subscriber to this blog, you don't have to check to see if I've posted something new. You don't have to bookmark the site because if you're a subscriber, then you get personally notified every time something new is posted. And it doesn't cost you anything to subscribe. It's free. And if you do decide to subscribe, as my way of saying thanks, I'll give you a free lifetime membership to my site, Enriching Your Life Now. There's a link with some information down below. Thanks again for listening. And until next time, this is Mike Verdiccio. Have a great day.